Claudius Galen was very important in the history of medicine. He was born in Greece, but he's actually classed as a Roman doctor. He contributed to the development of medicine because he learned much about the human body, anatomy, by working at an amphitheatre where gladiators fought and by treating their wounds. He taught people they should observe things for themselves. For example, he said, "You can dissect an ape and learn each of the bones from it. For this, you must choose apes that mostly resemble men. And these apes, which also run and walk on two legs, you will also find the other parts, as in man." He taught, where possible, to dissect human bodies. He also developed bandaging methods that we use for centuries, and he worked out a theory about the movement of blood through the lungs. His main aim, though, was to explain the purpose of each part of the body. He showed that the brain controlled the body through nerves. He did this by cutting through various nerves of a live pig and showing how this affected its ability to grunt or move. He spread his ideas through his books. He wrote over 60 books, the most famous being On Anatomy. He also came up with the theory of opposites, which was based on Hippocrates' theory before humans. In his theory of opposites, for example, he said if a person has a fever and they are hot, then they should be cooled down. Galen was helped by a number of factors. The work of other individuals was very important. He followed the work of Hippocrates. As earlier, his theory of opposites fitted in with Hippocrates' theory before humans. He also followed Hippocrates' clinical observation, as Galen observed things for himself and taught others that they should do as well. Trade and communication also helped. If it wasn't for trade and communication, then Galen might not have got to find out about Hippocrates' ideas. In the long run, religion also helped. Over time, Galen's ideas fitted in with both the Islamic religion and the Christian religion, and his ideas were accepted for well over 1,000 years. Unfortunately, this was also a hindrance, because instead of looking for the correct ideas on how the body worked, people just accepted Galen's. He made mistakes because he also found out about the human body by dissecting pigs and dogs.